Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined. I'm your host, La Crush Hearts. First, I would like to apologize to our supporters for last week's mishap. We had to reschedule all our shows due to circumstances beyond our control. However, we are here now, and thanks for joining us tonight. Next, let me give props where props is due to our hostess, Brick Wilkes, for her debut show last night, The Brick House. If you've been living under a rock somewhere, The Brick House is back. It has returned to Phone Fantasy Radio every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. You are welcome to join us. We had a great discussion last night on gentrification to get us started. Also, shout out those who joined in on the conversation live, like Lady Soulja, representing Virginia. New Jersey was in the building. Shout out to D'Angelo. Our homies, the Drama Princess and On a Quest, was rocking in the chat room with us. As well, we appreciate all the support from all our listeners. If you missed the show, no fret, no worries. You can check it out on our Audio Mac web player at www.phonefantasyradio.com. Since I'm on the subject of www.phonefantasyradio.com, I'm live in the chat room in 2.3 seconds. As soon as my page loads up, I'll be in the chat room, and you can join me in there right now, voice your comments, or just say hi. You know, I can hit you up there. You can also call us live at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. You want to share a comment, press 1, and I'll get right to you. That number again is 805-830-8320. That's how we do on Phone Fantasy Radio. Keeping it cool. You know, I'm in the studio right now. I got all these pages trying to load. I got to restart my computer. Just a lot of stuff. Anyway, it is the Monday Night Jukebox, so you know what we're going to do is play some music. Why not? That's how we do on Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm going to play this good old set. We'll be back in a quick hot second. Nice. So let's start.
Forever true, 'cause you're my bad brother.
do. Yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, a talented brother, and to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. But my
black brother,
Welcome back. You are currently tuned into the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. I don't know, are y'all getting the feedback from me? I hope not. I hope you're not getting the feedback from me. I feel like I'm getting the feedback. I don't know. We'll work it out. Let me know. Hit me up in the chat room, please. And let me know if there's a feedback. I'm hearing feedback, so it could be just me. All right. Okay, folks, let's get into a little social network gossip. I came across a story on my good old Facebook news feed of a young mother who's 26. She has two children, a daughter that's 10 and a son that's 2. And she says that she is too poor to be healthy. If she was well off, she would be able to buy fresh food and afford a gym membership. She says she hates being 350 pounds, but can't afford anything else but junk food. Okay. That was the basis of the story. I thought it was an interesting it had a picture of her holding her two children. Excuse me. They had a picture of her holding her two children. And it got me to thinking. Okay, I figured out my why I got feedback here. It got me to thinking because I'm about 300 and some not pounds as well. So, and I went to researching and trying to find this story of this woman. I'm sorry. A little more info about this lady. She's 26 years old. She says she already tried swimming, but that costs $30-something a month, which means she had to cut back on her favorite foods like pizza and Chinese takeout. That right there, that sentence I just read to y'all, that just killed her whole argument. This is really a little spinoff that we were talking about yesterday on the Brick House when we were talking about gentrification and how it's affecting our businesses and our neighborhoods. The thing is, this lady is in England. I don't know too much about that side of the world. But if I take the same concept or the same belief that she has and I apply it to where I'm staying at, which is, you know, NYC, Brooklyn, New York, then I can get it just a bit, you know, that gentrification is affecting the prices here is ridiculous. Me and Brick was talking about having a team of our listeners or supporters go out, get an experiment going about just prices alone and what's available or in your neighborhood. And as I was explaining, my neighborhood, I'm just going to say 10 block radius, you know, we have bodegas. That's what we call them, bodegas, little corner stores. But there's one on every block. On every block or every other block, you got two or one block, maybe two doors from each other. And now that we have this different if you will, neighbors, or, you know, that's moving into the neighborhood, a little bit more health conscious. Now we have access to fresh fruit. Like, I can go out right now and buy a bunch of watermelon, or a bunch of, a fruit salad or something like that. The only difference is it costs about $5 for a little cup. You know, so you got access to it now, but the prices have skyrocketed. Junk food is not the same as it was 10 years ago. You know, little bags of chips that used to be 25 cents is now 50 cents. So there's a little relevance to what this lady is saying, in my opinion. This is just my opinion and my experience that I'm speaking on. I opened the chat room. At www.phonefantasyradio.com, but also the lines 805-830-8320. Jump in. Give us your opinion on this topic. Maybe you have some advice to give to those out there who may have feelings, the same feelings that she does. I once at one time do have feelings, or did have feelings, like this lady, but I was 420 pounds. And I felt like I can't eat healthy. I can't eat healthy on a continuous basis, because not only was it easily accessible for me, because I have to go past that 10-block radius and come back with bags and bags, but I didn't know. That's what, like, that, you know, you have access of the World Wide Web, but if you don't know where you're going, that just looks like a bunch of jumble on you. It looks like a bunch of jumble, you know. So I took it, I'm taking it slowly so it don't be so overwhelming and frustrating. So that's just my opinion, you know. And I'm trying to figure out what works for me, what doesn't work for me. I'm not going to finish this like no cold turkey. I'm really not. But in the process, like I said, I went from 420, which was my highest weight, and right now I'm under 340, like 338. Yeah, go me. Anyway, do you have an opinion on this topic, or maybe you have some advice to give those out there who may have the same feelings as she does, or as I did at one time? Give us a call at 805-830-8320. And my biggest thing was where to start. Where to start? You know, I don't have a eating pattern. You know, sometimes I could wake up and my meal won't be until 5 o'clock in the evening. I don't sleep on a regular schedule. I don't have a bedtime. So when I'm going to sleep, people are getting up to go to work. You know, if I'm going out to handle my BI or something like that, the first thing you do is go to a McDonald's or a Burger King, because that's there. That's what's out there. There's no fast food store out there that's doing the healthy thing, but at, you know, they got to have all the extra stuff there too. So I can afford a dollar burger. I can't afford a $5 salad, you know. So, and I haven't gotten to the habit of bringing it from home type situation, because how do you preserve it? There's no such thing as just leaving it in the fridge, as I will a pound of meat. I could throw it in the freezer. I can't do that to vegetables and fruits. You got to eat that as soon as you get it. So that's the dilemma that I was having. But I digress. Anyway, folks, I see I got a caller. Well, it's the 225 Louisiana Baton Rouge.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey.
Lady C. Mm,
doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I listen, and the story you're talking about, being a plus size, and I know I can understand her feeling. And like you say, until you take the time and really look at what you're doing to yourself, it seems cheaper and easier to eat badly. I mean, and like you say, with the fruit, you can't, like, if you bought something frozen, if you bought something canned, it's right there, and you can keep it. If you're not wanting it, I'm like you, I don't have an eating pattern, which is the baddest thing. But if you don't want it right now, because I've bought watermelons, eaten half of them, and other half end up in the trash, because, oh, I forgot it's in there.
Right.
But the thing is that you start reading labels. There are some things that, I mean, they may not be as healthy for you as it should be, but they're healthier than just grabbing off the counter, you know. And it takes simple things. And the thing is, she's going to have to cook a meal instead of going to Chinese. Learn to make you a Chinese meal if that's what you want. You have that taste. You make it a little healthier yourself. You know, and the biggest problem, like you say, you get up and you want to go and you look, wait a minute, it takes too long to cook. I need to get out the house. It's easy to stop at Burger King, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, fried chicken on the corner. You know, you get the chicken wings and you walk around eating chicken wings. Oh, they're so good. But you're not thinking they're not healthy for you. You know, we'll pick up chicken wings or a hamburger, a dollar burger. And you can walk right by the fruit stand, but you're looking like, I got $5. I got to catch the bus. I need something to eat. And you go get some fruit, and that's half your $5, and how you going to get back home? You know, so, yeah, fresh fruit and vegetables are more expensive, but you can do the frozen if you take the time and pick a day or pick something and don't make it a constant thing that you're eating in a hurry. And you pick the frozen vegetables that are not frozen in the sodium and stuff or the frozen fruit and make yourself a smoothie, you know, and buy some fruit that look like they put on a markdown because it got a little bruise. Cut the bruise off and eat the other part. It takes, like you say, it's an effort because it's easy to say, oh, it takes too much. It did take, first, the biggest thing is you didn't gain all the weight overnight. You're not going to lose it overnight. You have to actively, and then a lot of people, I think, get the surgery, think it's a quick fix. But I've seen the people on the TV program who've had the surgery, but they fought against it because they still wanted to eat. They never got their mindset as, I got to cut back. They still want to eat. They still want to eat. And they make themselves sick. So it's a mind thing. You got to get to the point where you say, wait a minute, I need to do better for me. Like you say, it wasn't easy, but you've lost down because you start thinking about what you're putting in your mouth when you put it in. And it's not always healthy because I've learned, I tell everybody, I'm not dieting, I'm actively doing better. Because you start thinking about it, okay, I don't have to eat Chinese food. I can go home and make a little salad, or I can go and pick up something. And it's a little, costs a little bit more, but when you start thinking about it, every little bit helps, you know, and walk some, you know,
right.
Make a meal.
I agree 102%. I am not a cooker. Damn it. I cook menus. What you want? I got a drawer full of them. That's it. And now they done made it accessible. I can go online and get any menu to any store in my neighborhood.
Right.
And order direct to the line. So now I'm going out there. I'm trying things. But like I said, you know, in my neighborhood, I finally got access to these things, and I'm not putting in the same effort as I did 2 years ago. I'm not putting in the same effort. I feel because my biggest thing is soda. You know,
yeah.
I told you, I know that. That's my biggest thing. I'm a Pepsi girl. I love me some Pepsi. I used to have a 2-liter by my bed. Now I don't have nothing by my bed but jugs of water. But that used to be my thing. Like, I could not, in the middle of the night, I'm jumping up to drink some Pepsi. I had a 2-liter next to my bed, like it was just there, like it's a part of my pillow type situation. It belonged there. I didn't feel right when it wasn't there. You know,
right.
I have all these different recycled jugs of orange juice jug, the, you know, cranberry juice jug, throw it in the the freezer, and then I just have it by the bed.
Right.
So that's now. But it was changes like that that really helped me. Another thing I did was to avoid the sweets, I would do the combos and pistachios. When I wanted something salty, you wanted something crunchy, instead of getting the potato chips, instead of getting, you know, cookies, instead of getting all those things, I can bust down a pack of pistachios and, you know, like they say, you just want to eat because you're watching TV. You're not really hungry. You just need something to do with your hands or something to do, you know, you just got to chew or something like that. And that was my fix. I need to get back to that lifestyle. I really do. One thing I have done, though, in the last couple of summers was walk more. I got out the house. You know, it's very easy for me to fall into the house bunny role, the couch potato role. I don't have a couch.
Right.
But, you know, just to fall back into there. And it's not necessarily because I don't want to be around people, but also it's a mental thing. I wasn't feeling it. You know,
right.
you get the feelings of depression, the feelings of loneliness, the feeling of there's nothing out there for me. There's nothing. My thing is, if I don't got a plan B or another place to go, I don't want to be outside.
Right.
Because then I've always believed that that's how you end up walking into a situation at the wrong time and the wrong place.
True.
You know,
true.
You stand there, and I was like, I feel safer in my home on the third floor in the back of the building. I ain't got to worry about no stray bullets. That was my thing. That was my fear, my phobia. And once again, this comes from past experience. It comes from, you know, just me putting myself in that mindset because that was my cocoon. This is my safe haven. It's home. And at the end of the day, my weight is a reflection of my mental right now because I know now. I know I should eat those Chinese food. I know I should cook more. I know I should do this. So now what's my excuse? You got to own up to it. That, you know, that's
yeah.
it. This is, you know, it's a mental thing. Now I need to better my mind. Now I need to better myself. I know I need this. What am I going to do next to get this covered? But I'm working on it. That's me personally.
That's
my personal argument. Shout out to La Drama Princess. La Drama Princess
hey,
has
Drama
joined
Princess.
Us in the chat room. Hey, girl. She was telling
but
me
you know,
earlier, she said, go ahead.
There are some snacks that are, there's some, like baby carrots, if you can eat those, you can eat a bag of them. I know here, a small bag of them for $1. And it gives you the crunchiness like you like the chips. If I make a sandwich, I'll eat baby carrots instead of chips because it gives me, because you get used to sandwich and chips. And I'll do that, and it gives me that crunchiness, you know.
Right. And I do that. I get the baby carrots and some dip. I work it out.
But
I know
can
exactly
do without the dip.
I do the baby carrot. I got it just one little flavor to it. So yeah, you got the baby carrots,
yeah.
the celery, and
right.
then, but like I said, how do you keep those fresh? Because even though I got these new characters and bringing all this new stuff into my neighborhood, it's still at the back of the truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the time they get here, it only got a few days left of shelf life.
But celery
you
lasts
know?
Good in the refrigerator
no,
in cold water.
No, I'm just saying in general, not just that, but
yeah.
not just
but I mean,
the meats and everything.
Yeah, the healthier stuff.
Mama's giving us some advice in the chat room. She said, make food packs at home with fruits and vegetables in them. She said, you can take them with you when you go out already packed up and ready to pull out. Put them in airtight containers or bag up granola. And she said, shout out to you. Hey, Livy C. And she just gave us a link. Oh, she said, get your life. Beautiful pictures of healthyfood.tumblr.com. They just got some free promo. I'm charging them next time. Charge them next time. All right, so, yeah, I mean, I'm going to do better. I promise myself I'm going to do better. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to tell y'all what happened in my weekend. I am going to tell y'all, actually. But right now, I'm going to take a break. That's what I'm going to do right now. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about more of being healthy and poor at the same damn time. That's not funny, Lady C. This is serious.
Hey, that's the status of majority of the people.
805-830-8320, the number to call. Press that 1. We'll get to your call. I see you, 862. Let me take this break and come back, and we'll continue the conversation.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
conquer the judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad? I never made love, no, I never did. Would assume no, I could fuck, I'd be a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had my truth. I won't admit, no, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Get it, bad girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun. And the hood girls want a smart nigga. Cali girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no, judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I deceive an ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at. I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you wintertime cold, shawty fall through. Baby, look at their approach, how they caught you. All of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, gun, love, nah. Caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it, baby? I never made love, no, I never did. But it's so no hard to fuck, I'll be a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had my truth. I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're tuned in right now to Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We're doing our thing. Shout out to everybody who's checking us out right now. We got Lady C at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We got D'Angelo. I just got a text. He's checking us out, representing Jersey. We got the Drama Princess and Brick in the chat room. We're doing things. Visit us at phonefantasyradio.com/live, because that's what we're doing right now. We live, nigga. Also, join us for Full of Flavor Tuesday tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern to the Honey Suite. It's the premiere of our new segment, Parental Guidance, where we explore the trials and triumphs of parenthood. Our discussion will be spoiled brats. It starts at home. And as always, our call-in number, 805-830-8320, and the website, phonefantasyradio.com. If you're just tuning in, before we went on break, we have been talking about just being healthy. I brought up a social network gossip. A young lady in England, 26 years old, two children, one 10, daughter 10, son 2, and she says she's too poor to afford to eat healthy. She lives in public housing, first of all, and she also receives benefits, and she says, they say she receives over $32,000 a year in benefits from the government, and she lives in public housing, and she has two children by two different baby daddies. Yeah, they put that in there, too. They said she's unemployed, receives over $32,000 in benefits a year from the government. She lives in public housing. She has two children, and 10 and 2. But see, I can't really, I mean, if I'm on the outside looking in at her situation and I see this and I didn't know she was from England and I thought she was from New York, I say, bitch, you full of shit. You know what I mean? For the simple fact that I know what's available, I know what the government is offering, I know about my area. I don't know how they function across these. I don't know what the prices are like. I don't know. But she did say, like I said, her argument was dispelled because she said she tried swimming, but it cost her $36 a month, which meant cutting back on her favorite foods like pizza and Chinese takeout. Wait, what? She gets that face. You know that face. That face you give them, your face all screwed up, and you're like, bitch, what? Ain't that the whole point, to get rid of the pizza and the Chinese food?
That's the point.
That's the whole point. Oh, jeez.
That was too much.
Right. You messed that up. I got a call up from 862. What's going on? What's your name?
What's going on? What's going on, LaCrush?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good, honey.
What's your name?
I'm Duke.
You Duke?
Yeah. No, D'Angelo. Am I calling you before?
Right,
yeah, you
right, right. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing pretty good. I know I'm an healthy person. I like to eat a lot and everything, but one thing about me is I save from a lot of carbs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's a crazy world out there. Definitely.
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's because I've seen a lot of young kids who like obesity. I mean, if you read some of these articles about these people, some kids like to eat a lot of junk food. They don't know how to stay healthy. They don't know how to stay fit. But I know that Michelle Obama just had a new program to help these kids get healthy and fit and everything. You know, if you ever heard about that program that she's doing, you know, President Barack Obama's wife and all that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a good program for them. You know.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with you. There are some programs out there, but like I said, she's across the pond. Their lifestyle is way different than ours. But I agree with you. As a kid, Chef RD was my favorite meal.
Get out of here, bro.
Look, after that,
ravioli.
It became oodles and noodles.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm just kidding, love.
Are you serious?
I'm just kidding.
Come on, that's not playing. Girl.
Really?
Oh,
Chef RD ravioli. Ravioli is good.
Ew, ravioli.
Listen,
I hate ravioli.
Listen,
I used to love ravioli. I don't eat it now, but growing up, that would be like, hey.
Hey. I'm a beefaroni type of girl. Or the spaghetti and meatballs.
Me too.
I like spaghetti.
Me too.
But my thing now, I like to make a ziti. I have not yet made a lasagna.
I'm
going to make that one day. I'm going to attempt to make that. But I have not made a lasagna.
It's easy. You can do it.
I'm going to put a picture on there, too. If it looks burnt, it ain't my fault.
Put the timer on.
It ain't my fault. I tried. I would tell Lady C, I tried. You know I'm going to tag you in it.
Do you see this? This is what happens when I try to cook. That's what you're going to say.
A vegetable sandwich. What are we talking about in this chat room?
A vegetable sandwich, tomatoes, cucumbers, a watercress sandwich.
I don't even know who that is. Who's watercress? What the hell is watercress?
It's something like
I think like a little sprouts.
Watercress. I don't know nothing about that last. I'm a try though.
She could buy some tuna fish, get some cans of tuna fish, and light mayo, and don't put so much mayo and other stuff in it.
Just eat
light.
Tuna is freaking expensive.
Yes, it is.
Tuna.
Everything is now.
A jar of tuna is like $2.49.
A jar?
Well,
I mean, you know, the little can.
Oh, okay.
$2.49.
Wow. I can buy two for a dollar, no name.
You know, this is why I can't play with Lady C.
I need to mail you something, huh?
You know, I can't do the Greek yogurt. I be wanting to do stuff.
It's too thick.
I can't do the LaDrama's in the chat room, y'all. Join us at Facebook. I mean, good grief. PhoneFantasyRadio.com/LIVE. We in a chat room right now. LaDrama's sharing all her awesome knowledge. Brick is in the chat room. We just chopping it up. We got D'Angelo on the phone. We got Lady C on the phone. We got myself on the phone. We're just talking about being healthy. We need to do better, people. I need to do better, too,
but like you say, when you price, if it says healthy, once they put the word healthy on it, the price triples.
Don't it? I thought it was just me.
No.
I thought it was just me, but I'm going to try this new stuff. I tried that tuna melt. I don't think that's good, but for your health, but the Velveeta tuna melt, you know, those quick meals, and surprisingly... It was good, because remember I told y'all earlier this year I was seeing a guy who was a vegetarian. But I don't know nothing about that life. But recently,
hello,
I've been wanting to find out, because some of this stuff looked really good.
Yeah.
So they got the little personal pans of stuff instead of getting the regular TV dinners. But then I'm like, wouldn't I be a fraud? Can I do both? Can I enjoy meat and enjoy a veggie meal as
well?
Can I? Yes, you can.
If you're not saying you're a vegetarian, you just say you want to test the waters. You don't have to force it all on you.
That's true.
You can still go back to that hamburger.
I love
or that. Some chicken or a roast or even a pork chop every now and then. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing is when you tell yourself you can't have it, then you really want it. That's what I realized about a diet. When you know, I can't get it, and you're sitting there, I sure could eat some fried chicken, but I'm not eating it now. But in your mind, you're like, oh, that would be so good. So whenever I actually go on a diet, I give myself a cheat day. And I say, okay, I can make it till Saturday, whatever I want.
okay? I got two more days.
You
got
to do it week by week. I can't. And that's how I got through it last time.
Yeah, you have to get yourself, okay, I know if I can make it to Saturday, I can get what I want on Saturday. And then you get there on Saturday, like, well, I really don't want it, but I'll eat a little something so I can say I ate something other than the diet food.
You know, there's a health food restaurant, or not health food store, when I was a teenager, and I had to get in my prom dress, and I was about 250. It was 100 pounds later, or 250, and I had my dress custom made, so I had to lose the weight and maintain the weight off. So we went to this health food restaurant, and the owner at the time was like 54, 60 or something like that, but she was bad. She looked like she was 38. She was bad. You know she was older. But she was bad, body banging. She had a little bodysuit on with her little belt. You're like, oh, okay, lady, all right. She said, I did this. I did a detox.
Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we here. You're not muted. Okay. And
oh,
we did a detox, and the whole thing was about a month long. And the first week, you had to cut out everything. The first week, you could only eat fruit, I think. And the shake and these pills and this nasty-ass cod liver or something. Oh, my God, my stomach get weak thinking about it now. And they gave me these pills, and I guess those were colon cleansers, because by the time we got from the store to the car and we got to the first light, my stomach started bubbling. And I had just finished eating a whole big thing of Chinese food. I'm on the other side of town. My stomach is bubbling. I'm in the back seat crying. She gave me these pills. Too lady, what did you do to me, old lady? And I had to taste the cod liver oil, and I was going through it. But it's this detox. It's about a month long. The first week, you only eat either fruits or vegetables. Then the next week, you eat fruits, vegetables. And it's like you can't eat meat again until the end of the month type situation. And then you can only have meat once a day. It was crazy. But I don't know if it worked or not. I really don't. Because I just don't remember if it worked or not. Because we was exercising. We had a gym membership, the local gym. The instructor name was Asia, and I hope she died because I don't like her. No, I don't hope that. That bitch, she should. She was there. It was snow outside, and she still showed up. Bitch, go sit down somewhere. And it's like when you exercising and you be in the back, it's like they look at you. You have eye contact with the instructor. She see you crying, and that bitch said, one more set. Bitch, what? It doesn't seem like the counting all of a sudden got slower. Isn't it me? I swear,
yeah,
it sounded like every time she got to three,
two.
It sounded like she said seven again. Right. One, two, two. Wait, why are you repeating numbers? No, that's not how it goes.
We did that already. Okay.
That lady Asia was killing us, though. But I did get into my prom dress, go me. And I had my little girdle on and my stockings and my shoes. And I was just so adorable. I'll post a picture. 805-830-8320. You're tuned into the Monday Night Muse Box. Monday Night Jukebox. There we go. Because I did not pronounce that right. We're just talking about being healthy and our trials and tributes and all that on our road to being healthy. All that. Call us up, 805-830-8320. Join us in the chat room. She do YouTube workouts. I don't do workouts with others. For this very reason, and about to have me injured and laid up for 2 weeks. YouTube workout. Do you know that Abflex? because my foster mother, she was always buying stuff off of TV. And at one time, it was this big old, it was made of plastic, and it was a big old triangle. And the point, you point in front, it had a spring in on. You put it on your stomach, and you pull it. And it's supposed to be an ab something. It was ab something. But it came with a VHS, and it was 30 minutes. And we'd be in there having fun with the VHS, doing all the exercises, and you didn't even realize 30 minutes was up. You want to rewind it and do it again because it was just so cool. I think I need something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
I'm
you,
like,
you, know,
you don't yell at me. Don't be yelling at me and stuff. No, because I'm going to sit there and say, no.
Wait, his name ain't Russell. It's Richard. Richard Simmons. There we go.
Richard
Not
Simmons?
Russell Simmons. I'm going to try Richard Simmons. There we go. Richard Simmons. I'm going
to
try.
Went to the
oldies
and
something.
The music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be. I would good on The Biggest Loser because see the first day they start yelling, I'd be like, okay, bye bye.
Start yelling at me like that's not what I need.
Yeah.
I mean, I need
I
that
need
push up.
I know I'm fat. That's why I'm here. Don't tell me I'm fat. Don't call me over fat. That's why I'm here. Help me.
Right.
You're big. You're doo doo. You're doo 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 doo. Okay, bye bye. You're not going to be weighed in? Hell no. You said I'm fat. Bye.
Brick don't want to come and meet me. Brick be fronting. Me and Brick live in the same borough of Brooklyn, but she don't want to come meet me. I said, let's go to Planet Fitness. She ain't about that life.
I ain't going to no Planet Fitness.
What's up, Brick?
I told you why.
Hi,
I'm Brick. This. Hello, hello. That's Miss Parker.
Yeah. I'm not going to Planet Fitness either.
I told
they got
you why,
pizza Mondays.
They got pizza Mondays and bagel Sundays.
And they have Tootsie Rolls in there, too. Healthy Tootsie Rolls.
And they got IHOP right next door.
How you losing weight? And you come in and all you smell is pizza, stacks of pizza to the ceiling. Help yourself. How you losing weight eating Domino's?
Listen, I'm not about that life. Now that Ebola's out there, I ain't touching shit.
But you know what? Who brought up The Biggest Loser? I got issues with The Biggest Loser.
I brought it up. I said I wouldn't go on there because
no. You know why? Because I'm sick and tired of them making it seem like it's always something emotional with the people. They're there because
right. They
eat too much. Stop all this digging to your childhood and tell me what's wrong. Everybody's crying and kumbayaing and shit. No.
I'll tell you what's wrong. I like pizza. I like Chinese food. I like chicken. I eat it late at night. If I could get the Burger King at 12:01 and get Big King, I'm going to get me one with the fries.
Thank you. Okay? They always make it seem like, what emotional happened in your childhood? Nobody wanted to push me on the swing and I overate. I eat because I'm hurt. Come on. People eat because they're hungry and they're greedy and they're fat. I eat because I'm greedy.
Yeah.
Not because I picked glass at kickball. I eat because I want to eat.
And it tastes good. Don't
it tastes
get something
good.
That's good. You're going to sit
no,
there and you're like,
hold on,
okay, I'm going to save something for later. You never save none for later.
No, I get it. Right, I get it. I'm with LaDrama Princess and On The Quest just joined us in the chat room. Hey, On The Quest. And he did say overeating is often caused by emotional trigger, which I agree. I do agree about that. When I'm emotional, like I talked to yesterday, I was emotional wreck, but I got me a peanut butter. I mean, I got me a beef patty with cheese and cocoa bread. And so, I mean, I get what you're saying. Sometimes they really just want to use that as an excuse. You just have to have a storyline. It's just TV type situation. But there are situations where emotional or emotions do play a big part in somebody's eating habit. I know it did for me as a child, as a teenager. You know, I ate because I was what I was able to do. If there's nothing else in your house, there should be food. I've been on both sides of the fence where there was no food in my house and when there was a lot of food in my house. So I get it. I get it. I'm a little, you know, you do have some people like this lady in England who's saying she getting $32,000 a year, but she can't afford to eat healthy. But the whole pizza, and yeah, you do get greedy at sometimes, but yeah. Right. I can never just eat one. I'm eating the whole bag, the drama princess. I'm with you on that one. So there is some emotion to it.
Okay, you say overeating, okay, is basically caused by an emotional trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is it when you're eating and you're full?
Mm-hmm.
You keep eating? Even
yeah.
when you're full, you keep eating?
Yeah.
So you be full, and well, why you keep eating?
Because, you know, with me, and I've gone to professionals for this, so I'm not just talking out my ass, but I'm going to just tell you, for me itself, I have done that. I have eaten until my stomach started hurting for a couple of reasons. One, I was happy. You can't
okay.
take this from me. This is my plate. This is mine right here. I was happy. It was a release for me. It was fucking an orgasm for me. It was so good to me that I just had to continue eating it. And my stomach is hurt. Afterwards, you're laid up in the bed. Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I ate too much. Oh. Right. But at that time, that wasn't, I didn't care about that. That was not it. Right here, this right here, I was comfortable here. Nobody was bothering me. I didn't, that was my way of ending my day. If I had a stressful day at school, somebody's messing with me. When I was younger, yes, that's what it was for me. It was food. Food was what I went to. Food was my addiction. Food was what I can do safely and not get hurt. It was food. So, but that's just me personally. I can't speak for nobody else. But it did, at one time, it was about emotional. It was about that release, that feeling of comfort, that feeling of my food is not going to turn me away. My food is not going to reject me. My food is not going to, you know what I mean? Like, that was my comfort. I didn't have children to rely on. I didn't have a pet. I didn't have no other outlet, but I did have food. That was my thing. And it happened so often, or it happened so much, that you don't even realize anymore that's what you're doing. That's what you're running to. To me, it was just, you got to eat to survive, point blank. That's it.
It was the opposite. Okay, if you ate one thing that you were supposed to, woo, and it was the girls. It was mainly the girls. The guys, it was okay for the guys to have a big appetite. Like for
mm-hmm.
my brother to go in there and eat a pack of Franks, the whole pack,
mm-hmm.
that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of eating two hot dogs and I wanted maybe one more, oh, you're going to get fat. Nobody's going to want to be with a fat girl. And because you see all my pictures growing up, I was skinny. Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until, I say, after junior high school, when I started working at McDonald's, did I blow up. Why? Because I guess I was like, y'all can't stop me from eating now, motherfuckers. I'm going to eat. Ah! I'm going to eat whatever I want. I would go in their face, mush cupcakes in my face. Ah, what you going to do? But growing up, you were just like ridiculed if you had, well, can I have a little extra? We were going to get fat fuck, fat bitch, fat. This is what was told. I went to my grandmother's house, and she put me on a diet. And I'll tell you, that had to be the worst summer of my life. I'm talking, she had these dinners that she would just, like homemade TV dinners. That's what I used to call them. She used to have boiled chicken, turnips, and rice. I ate so much boiled chicken, turnips, and rice that summer. She would just pull
mm-hmm.
these dinners out of the freezer. And I'd be like, damn, how many of those you got in there? She would make a whole chicken and just make plates. It doesn't matter what you wanted. Like, you say, oh, I want some meatloaf. She going in and get you a meatloaf dinner because she'd make a whole meatloaf, cut it up, and make plates. This is what she did. So all I had was boiled chicken, turnips, and brown rice, okay, for the whole summer. By the time they took me home, my mother didn't recognize me. She was like, my pants were falling off. She was like, what happened to you? I was like, I couldn't go to the store because I didn't even know where the store was. So I couldn't get the junk food. I couldn't have no soda. It was just water, turnips, rice, and boiled chicken. And for breakfast, cereal, one bowl of Special K. That's it. So, I mean... That's why I got big. As soon as I got big enough to go get my own damn food, I went and got it. It went crazy. Shit.
You know what? I was ridiculed, too. And then it's one thing to get it from your schoolmates. You know, you're fat, you're black,
you're
too dark,
you're a woman,
your lips too big, your nose too big,
nothing,
your hair too short, you know, your teeth not white enough. You know, it was one thing to get it at school, but to come home and get that, and then they justified it as, oh, this is tough love.
Exactly.
What? Yep. This is tough love. So, like I said, when you get, and then on top of that, I grew up in a foster care system, so initially the people that I'm in the house with, they're not my family, but you're my family. You get what I'm saying? That's not my real brother. That's not my real sister. That's not my real auntie. But for now, where I'm at now, that's my family. You know, that played a big part into growing up as well, as far as me enjoying food. You know, in the house, eat food. Don't go out there. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't get there. I was never enticed by the candy on the quest of sharing some knowledge with us about chocolate in the chat room right now. But I was never one to go to candy. It was real food. And I understand about the portions of the plate. I understand about that because in one of my foster homes, they were Jamaicans, you know, and we was up in the Bronx, and they go to the dinners, and just like how Papa John got a plate, I got the same size plate. And I wasn't supposed to get up until I finished that plate. You know what I'm saying? Me and John sitting at the table together. He done finished his. He go for round two, and I'm sitting up here like, oh, my God. Because it was telling you, you can't waste food. There was no such thing as waste food. Even as a child, when you sitting at the table, you'd be 9 o'clock at night, everybody ate at 6, and you sleep with your fucking face in the mashed potatoes.
Yup. I've been there too.
Y'all know about that. You can't get up. You can't get up until you finish. You eat. I mean, until you finish your food. There was
food
no
off the plate.
Food. So when it's brought, when it was put in front of me, that's all I knew. I had to finish what was in front of me. That's how I was built.
I was always a big child. I was never small.
That wasn't what was made for us. It wasn't no salads being made for us. We didn't know nothing. I mean, you got salad, but that was on a special occasion. That was a party, and they just wanted to put that together. No, you got food, oxtails, and you got the rice and the, you know, every mashed potatoes, the macaroni and cheese. So in the process of me growing up, that's what I learned. That was my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So now that I'm an adult, what's coming with me? My lifestyle. I didn't do too much of the sweets. I wasn't really into the candy and all that until I got older. But I was into food. Give me food and I'll be good.
Give me candy and I was good.
I ain't do the candy thing until I got older. My thing was real food. I need hamburgers. I need french fries. I need all that stuff, you know, outside food. That's what I needed. That's what I needed. Okay, well, it's a bunch of, we just brought it to the table. It's a bunch of big girls having a healthy conversation. It's a bunch of big girls just having a conversation about health, our eating habits, sharing advice, tips, stories, and everything else in between. And once again, this is Musically Inclined. It's a Monday night. having a good time. Shout out to everybody in the chat room right now. Gonna take this last break. Okay, it might never be the last one, but it's gonna be the last one. I don't know yet. Be right back, folks. This is Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. Yeah.
Let me hear you say hey, Miss Carter. Say hey, Miss Carter. Give me some. In the back, got my thing in my grill. Brooklyn brim with my eyes sitting low. Every boy in here with me got that smoke. Every girl in here gotta look me up and down. All on Instagram, cake by the pound. Circulate the image every time I come around. G's up, tell me how I'm looking, babe.
What is all for? You just walk my
Thank you.
because of that on that beat. Nope.
Give me all that you got now. Make you want me because I'm hot now. I'm gone, so faded, I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop off like a long gun. If you a lame nigga, you ain't making no noise. Get better, turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like an M-boy. Get my money to whip, make the money like the grip.
You can hear me? Okay, okay, okay. I can't hear y'all. That's the issue. Welcome back. Yeah, I can hear you. I was sitting up there talking to Brick or any day before the show.
Oh, you see.
I'm blaming it on Brick. Yeah, I'm gonna bring it all in. Yeah, I had a nice conversation in the chat room here. Grapefruit.
Here we go.
I don't even know what the video link is, but all I know, I see worldstarhiphop.com, so I'm not even gonna click on it, dog. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna go there. Anyway, folks, welcome back to the show. If you just tuned in, we have been just sitting here talking about eating healthy, being healthy, and our journey to getting healthier. Everybody's on a continuous journey to better ourselves health wise by eating habits, mentally, all of those things in between. Listen, let me just sit there and tell y'all before I get an email or an inbox about this. The stories that's being shared on here today, the opinions of those that have spoken, that's it. Those are not the opinions of everybody. We invite you to share your story if you like. 805-830-8320. You can hit us up on the fan page. You can even join our Facebook group. I think we'll put this as a post in Facebook. Bring it to the table, because that's what we did today. We brought it to the table. We was talking about health, childhood to the adulthood, and our struggles and our triumphs and trials with it. So put that on there. You know, it was great hearing everybody's story, everybody share. Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, Brick. Thank you, La Drama Princess in the chat room, on the questions in the chat room. Thank y'all for, you know, just joining into the conversation, and I hope y'all enjoyed tonight's show. Be back on air tomorrow night. It's Full of Flavor Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Honey Sweet. It's the premiere of our new segment called Parental Guidance. On the first Tuesday of the month, we'll be exploring the trials and triumphs of parenthood. And our first discussion will be Spoiled Brats and Start at Home. How does it affect the family? How does it affect the children? Where does this behavior even come from? Can it be rectified? Is it an issue? We're going to get into all that. And if you're on the outside looking in and you see a spoiled brat, you know, I got nieces and nephews and all other good stuff. You just no such thing as no. And, you know, even your own experience, you want to be like, no, you have everything. You can have the world. And, you know, we let them get away with murder. So that's, you know, that's what's up. We'll be talking about that tomorrow night. The Honey Sweets Parental Guidance. Yes, a month behind. Don't worry, we can catch up next week with Question After Dark. So we'll be back on track there. Got some good shows. So Sunday, we're back again Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with The Brick House with our host Brick Wilkes. And she's going to be talking about, what's she going to be talking about, Brick?
Well, we're going to be talking about chivalry.
Chivalry.
Is chivalry dead? Basically, is men treating women, pulling out chairs for them, opening doors, you know, giving up their seats. That behavior, is it gone forever? Because you very rarely see it anymore. It seems like men have lost respect for women, and you'd be surprised. Could the answer to that be that the women's movement have changed things now? Women are more empowered now. Women want to be equal to men in every way. And some men basically say that that's the reason. We want to be equal to men. Pull out your own chair. You know. Open your own door. You know. And believe it or not, they're actually... Isn't that what?
Isn't it just mannerism? I mean, like, holding the door open for somebody when they come in, like, I don't know. I just think it's just bad manners. Why would you let that door slam in my face? What the fuck?
Some men open the door for women as well. Like, they won't let a woman open the door. They open the door and step back and say, you first.
Mm.
So, now men go in before you and don't even hold the door sometimes. They just walk in and, you know, if anything, if you look, if they hold the door when they go in.
Ah! You said they just be walking.
They walking ahead of you. Okay? So that's what we're going
to discuss. No, I don't see that. I see strangers holding the door
open. Oh, please, honey.
I'd be surprised.
You never seen a man go in the door with the nigga you with.
That's what the nigga that's not holding the door. It's the nigga you with. It's always the dude you with. It's a stranger that's going to open the door for you, pull out your chair for you. The nigga you with that keep walking by.
I've had men open, like, been taller than me, like 6 foot and up. Go into a door, get to the door first, open it, go through, and I'm standing right behind them, standing at the back of their neck. They see me coming, but they won't step aside and say, ladies first. They don't do that no more. Name off. Mm, child. Mm. We're going to discuss
some
that.
Some motherfuckers don't need it. They don't deserve it because I think it's all part of mannerism. Because if somebody holds a drawer open for you, somebody pull out your chair, what's supposed to be afterwards? Thank you. I'm agreeing with that. I don't know if it's the woman's thing, but I agree with that. Like, if you hold it open for somebody and they walk through it first, or even say things first, she's supposed to say, thank you, you're so kind. Why can't she say that? So
it's not about not saying thank you or whatever. It's just about the fact that they don't take the initiative to do it anymore.
That's not true.
Now,
there's some that do it.
There's some that, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to chop it up. Sunday,
oh, okay.
7 o'clock.
Sunday, 7 p.m., y'all. It's just standard time. I know how we do it for Fantasy Radio. Yes, LaJama. We always got a sidetrack. We cover everything. We got to cover everything.
Controversial sexiness at its finest. Ain't that our credo? We are sexual controversy.
It's grapefruit in. We're still talking about this grapefruit. Grapefruit is nasty to me. That's the most nastiest.
I'm watching this video. I had to pause it. So far, I'm like, what is she doing with this thing? She's got a hole cut in it.
She going to put it in his booty?
I'm ready to go. No. She's going to put it in his booty.
What's she going to do? Stick
she got that knife. I don't know.
Full job on the grapefruit and his penis at the same damn time?
I'm hoping
that sounds like a lot of.
How about she cut his throat while she's eating the grapefruit? I paid to see that.
That's the murder. Isn't that murder? Wait, hold up.
Okay.
Hold up.
That'd be
murder by grapefruit? Grapefruit?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Guys, you chat room right now. You're wondering, what the hell are they talking about now? We're in the chat room and on the quest says something about grapefruit in. Excuse me, there's a video, but I can't use the I can't watch the video because I can't watch the video because my computer acting up. So I already got knocked off the air. So. Oh,
well,
Jesus, Mary.
You got a hole in the grapefruit.
Uh huh.
I don't know what she's gonna do with this thing. Yeah, why they can't use an orange? Why grapefruit?
Ow, go on the quest. Ew. He said, well, an orange would be small. Crush, you don't need to use a grapefruit. I see what you could do with a can. I know that's right.
Okay, now you see, we don't even need to go there.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah, he needs to pay by the minute. This is why, girl, I tell you, don't give your stuff away from free. Because you see, you got an audience right here. I bet you do that can thing live, you'll get some hits.
I'm going to do that, too.
With an Arizona can, and you really get some hits.
I got it with a brisk can, actually. A brisk can. I got one like that.
Want to make an Arizona can bigger?
Do it with a what?
A can of Glory collard greens. how big that can is?
That brick can was pretty decent, too.
What brick can?
Brisk.
The brisk.
Tea.
Oh, the tea.
The brisk tea.
You can charge by the hour. You already look. On the quest is interesting.
By the hour, girl.
By the hour or by the hit.
Ooh.
Cam show. $2.
Cam show.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my cam show. Yeah. I might do it tonight. I'm going to go to my old site. imlive.com.
Oh, no.
And just go sit in the chat room and bug out them. And if some random guy from fucking the UK is going to come and hit me up and ask me to stick a toothbrush in my booty or something.
Oh. Last time we was on that thing, didn't we see Russ's booty? Shut up.
That's tiny chat. I'm talking about paid cam. Cam pay-per-view.
Oh.
Cam. Chat. So we're doing the pillow talk slumber party. We need to bring that back.
Oh yeah, we do the slumber parties. Yeah.
We need to do a slumber party. Virtual, our virtual slumber party. We've done a lot of stuff on Phone Fantasy Radio, don't we? Virtual slumber party. Now we got our chat popping. I mean, now we got our website popping again. We need to do a cam show. One of these days, I'll have a video up there. Y'all see me in all my glory hosting the show, making faces, getting distracted.
Wait a minute.
Me and at the cam.
Okay. Let me know so I don't sign on that day. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to have a virtual Halloween party. I told you I need some costume ideas, people. Help a sister out. They have to be fluffy and sexy. Fluffy, friendly, and sexy. I need a costume idea. Inexpensive, homemade, if possible. Give me some ideas, people. Give me some ideas. I'm going to go to the fabric store. I'm just going to wear toga.
You going to wear a toga?
I'm just going to wear toga and sandals.
There you go. You can put some leaves in your
hair. Be a goddess.
And be a Greek.
Goddess.
And be a Greek, right? And get the rope and wrap the rope around you. That shit gonna look so homemade.
Yo, that be true.
That shit gonna look so homemade.
Get an afro, put it on your head, and call yourself Aphrodite.
Yeah.
Oh, you were surprised. Like, this is Aphrodite. You're like, in the afro.
Aphrodite. Ass picture. This is her before picture. I'm her before picture, nigga. Alright, so I'm gonna go there as myself. In a picture frame. I'm gonna have a picture frame around me. Just
no, I'm going as the crush.
Get a cardboard box, right? Cardboard box. Cut a frame out, paint it, make it look all pretty, and just have selfie on it. Make him a selfie. I'm my Facebook profile picture, nigga. I'm my Facebook profile picture, nigga. I'm a see. That's crazy. Anyway, folks, Halloween is coming. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna let y'all know what I come up with. I've been looking. I had Brick helping me out today, trying to figure out what is we gonna do for Halloween. If y'all have any ideas of what y'all doing for Halloween, let us know on Facebook.com/WRP Radio.
As long as it's not a clown.
What does that stand for? Huh?
No clowns.
No clowns. No, no, no. I won't
no clowns.
Clowns. Somebody
not
asked me what does that stand for, and I'm going to tell y'all, WPFR. Yeah,
okay.
WPFR was already said, so I put WR in front of it. WR, Full Fantasy Radio, WRPF Radio. join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/bringittothetable. Like our page. Hit us email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Join us tomorrow, all y'all parents. I hope y'all come back. Brick, Drama, Lady C. I definitely hope you tune in tomorrow. Bring in 411. On the quest, I know you got like 13. I hope you come back to on tomorrow, and I need your expertise, Lady C. So don't come in and disappear. Come in and disappear, Lady C. Because you got like 14 kids. You bells to be on a panel of parents than you. You got like 20 grandchildren. Good grief. Got an army. Got an army of kids.
They want to know what you said about a toothbrush crush.
Y'all all late. So, what kind of delay is that? I said I was going to a cam show, and you get on cam, they'll be asking you to do the most ridiculous things when they have you on cam. And I said, they're going to ask me to fill my bowl with a toothbrush or something like that, if that effect. I don't know.
Be a tooth fairy. Go as the tooth fairy.
That bitch don't exist. I ain't get no money when I lost my tooth the other day. She ain't even gave me a quarter. Stingy. She's stingy.
She figured anyway, after you reach the age of 12, tooth fairy doesn't work as much.
And I even told Facebook, so I know they seen her. Well, you need to go to Crush House. She's missing a tooth. Anyway, any last final thoughts about tonight's topic, any shout-outs and all that, Lady C?
Well, in reality is you got to make up your mind if you want to do healthy. It may cost a little more, but you can do anything you want to do, you can do. It comes from what you want to be and what you want to do. So don't whine, just do it. And everybody have a wonderful night. I enjoyed myself again.
Aww.
What about you, Brick? Can you find her shout out?
I'm going to give a shout out to P-Town's Finest, who called my radio show yesterday just to get the crush. I want you to
know that was him earlier, too, right?
Oh, my God.
That was him earlier, too.
That was him earlier?
Yeah, okay. That was the same guy.
Mr. P-Town, you started me a little bit too much. Teasing too much. So, well, I thank you for calling my show, but please talk Crush on your own time. Thank you very much. I'm using our radio show. Thank you.
Okay, folks. Well, you know what? That's the show for tonight. Once again, thanks everybody for tuning in. Join us tomorrow night for the Honey Sweet Parental Guidance. Spoiled Brats is out there at home. 855-883-20 is the number stored in your phone. www.phonefantasyradio.com is the website. So join us in the chat room tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody, enjoy your evening. And we're going to do this again tomorrow. Deuces!
Later.
Bye.
Adios. Ciao, Bella.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.